chastity without a cage?
Why not?
Since chastity training is just one big mindset for the need to be owned and controlled, the cage is mostly secondary. Well, kind of, but unless you have a pierced cock, escaping from the cage is not too difficult. Most boys inclined to chastity enjoy gadgets made of metal and are very clever mechanically. One time I saw a boy on cam slip right out of CB6000 because he had a tiny 2-inch dick. Aww. I guess a piece of duct tape would have been more effective. So, chastity without cage is simply cock control and a more psychological form of orgasm denial. Boy will be put on a strict schedule of cock teasing. Should boy be a sissy, she will be a panty boy for the whole duration of the time agreed. The panty boy will have panties that are several sizes smaller than her true size. Yes, confining her little cock of hers as tight as any device can. The desire to rub on those panties may become overwhelming, and so I discourage and also punish with infractions. Sometimes a new slave will have a cage on order, but will want to start chastity training immediately. This is the best time to tease, deny orgasm, all part of disciplining my cock for confinement. So remember, above all, complete orgasm denial and chastity training is a cooperative. You must do your part. Meaning, and you know what I mean, that we agree, I enforce and you do. You must be disciplined and focused on pleasing your mistress. After that, your just rewards come, and you will be a much better submissive to mistress.